Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
Our scripture today about not being afraid,
yes,
not being fearful is?
Isaiah 35:4. You're going to love it. Isaiah 35:4. And this is what it says. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance.
Yes.
With divine retribution, he will come to save you.
Hallelujah.
Wow. That's pretty.
On the call today, we're going to discuss distress deserves a fresh look.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Someone once asked me how many Bibles I have.
Oh, wow.
I smiled and said, I really don't want to know. Truthfully, at the time they asked me, it was over 20. I even had one Bible with 26 translations. Wow. Technology, those change things. Now I prefer to have my primary Bible studying, reading, and meditating through one of the Bibles, but I also use BibleGateway.com, which allows me to read one or several, up to five different translations at one time.
But I do love to have mine in hand where I can write notes.
We want to hold our Bibles, don't we?
Well, I like to write notes and underline. If you know, we used to have an old saying that if you couldn't write in your Bible, you need to throw that one away and get one you can write in. Because those notes come in handy when God speaks to you and you want to underline or, anyway, circle or whatever. So,
as you read and meditate, the Holy Spirit reveals things to you.
Yes.
John 14:26. By the help of the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. He will teach you all things. I like that.
That I said to you.
Amen.
He'll bring back to our remembrance is what we're really saying. The Holy Spirit brings back to our memories things when we need them.
Amen. And we're reading the Word. Have you ever noticed you can read a passage one day and the Holy Spirit will reveal certain rich thoughts nuggets to you? You read the passage again the next day and the Holy Spirit will reveal to you other rich thoughts nuggets. That's what happened to me and to us as we read Psalm 118:5-6. 118:5-6, the International Version. Out of my distress, I called upon the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me?
Here's another one I think we've already quoted.
Distress.
And fear. That's right.
It's defined as great pain, anxiety, or sorrow, acute physical or mental suffering, affliction, trouble, a state of extreme necessity, or misfortune. Does that definition of distress describe where you are in this moment? If so, you got to know it's only temporary. God didn't bring you this far to leave you in disarray or distress. The best out of distress is, well, the way out is where it says, I called upon the Lord.
Yes.
When facing adversity, you need to make one call. You'll never get a busy signal, voicemail, or no answer.
He's the first one to call.
That's it. Because the scripture says when we call, he answers.
I claim this every day.
Jeremiah 33:3.
That's right. Classic Amplified says it this way. Call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things fenced in and hidden, which you do not know, do not distinguish and recognize, have knowledge of and understand. So, you know, as the Lord answers our prayers, we can feel those blinders come off. Sometimes we have to wait for it. You know, he says, I will answer you. He didn't say, I'm going to jump right down there right now. But he will reveal to you. You need to be expectant that the shackles fall down and spiritual freedom will come to you. And here's another rich thought. The Lord will always be on your side. As the scripture says, if God be for you, who in the world can be? That's the way I like to say it. Who in the world can be against you? That's
right.
Romans 8:31. With the confidence that God is on our side, we don't have any reason to be fearful of anything or anyone.
Yes.
And all of this begins to happen when we call upon the Lord and look to him for our answers and trust him. When we pray, God is going to answer unless the windows of heaven happen to be closed, which you don't want. Or you have unforgiveness. Now, that can also close the windows of heaven. The point is, really, we need to keep those windows open, especially for your finances. If you don't tithe, it closes the windows of heaven, is what it says. If you don't give offerings, it says it closes the windows of heaven, Malachi 3. If you're, well, we call them carnal Christians, one foot in the world and one foot out, you know, only calling on the Lord when you are in trouble, that closes the windows of heaven. If you're a convenient Christian, you only seek him when you need something, that can close the windows of heaven. So we need to examine ourselves and ask God to remove any of these impurities of thought and action. Ask him to forgive us of our unrighteousness. If our heart is right before God when we pray, it says he will answer our prayers. Mark 11:24. 11:24 says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that you receive them and ye shall have them. When you pray, he's going to answer you. He'll deliver you and set you free from every attack of the enemy. But it gets better. The Lord will be with you always in the midst of a battle. You need the Lord with you. His presence turns the tide of every skirmish we encounter. And with God on our side, then we can know that victory will come our way. This is what we quoted earlier, Romans 8:31. 8:31 says, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? So armed with scriptural knowledge that God is on our side, that's going to set us free. And then we can truly say, as the verse admonishes, I will not be afraid.
Hallelujah. See, we cannot coexist with sin. Neither can fear and faith live in the same house. The way you think, speak, and act will either reflect fear or faith, but not both. Scripture says a house divided against itself cannot stand. James 1:6-7. Classic Amplified Bible. Only it must be in faith that he asks, but no wavering, no hesitating, no doubting. For the one who wavers, hesitates, doubts, is like the billowing surge out at sea. It is blown hither and thither and tossed by the wind. For truly, let not such a person imagine till he receive anything he asks from the Lord. Fear and faith cannot live in the same dwelling, lest the house collapse. Psalm 118:118 should give us a real and lasting confidence, regardless of the problems, situations, or circumstances we're facing. You need encouragement? Then make this confession, or one similar to it. When I pray with a pure heart, God will hear and answer my prayers. The Lord will set me free, because he's with me. He will never leave nor forsake me. I will not be afraid of anything or anyone, since they can't hurt me. Because if God is for me, who can be against me?
Woo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We like the way Psalm 118:4-5. 118:4-5 reads in the Message Bible. Pushed to the wall, I called to God. From the wide open spaces, he answered. God's not my side, and I'm not afraid. Who would dare lay a hand on me? I remember a time when we had so much debt, things were so overwhelming, it seemed our creditors met somewhere and carpooled to our house. In a time of prayer, I came to revelation. The creditors and our enemies at the time could not repossess you, honey, and our children. They couldn't eat me because cannibalism is illegal. So I came to the conclusion that they couldn't do anything to me, really, as long as my Heavenly Father was still on the throne. As you're hearing our voices, we want you to look out the window. If you don't see God's throne, believe us, he's still on it. And his word and promises are still in full effect. They are the only absolute truth in the universe. Without question, the word of God should be the only confidence that you need.
You know, in a contemporary English Bible, Psalm 118:6 says, the Lord is on my side, and I am not afraid of what others can do to me. We've read that before in our Do Not Fears. But another thing, we want you to read Psalm 118, maybe, well, three different translations. But actually, we'll just read them to you anyway, because that's good to personalize, isn't it, honey?
Yes, it is.
The New International Version, excuse me, of Psalm 118:6, Psalm 118:6 says, in my anguish, I cried to the Lord, and he answered me by setting me free. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? We can actually personalize that in so many ways.
You know, honey, we could say, and there's this person's on the call, and this is not you, but it's our dear friend Beverly from outside D.C. It says, in Beverly's anguish, she cried to the Lord. She answered by sitting, and he answered by setting Beverly free. The Lord is with Beverly. She will not be afraid. What can man do to Beverly?
Mm-hmm.
Here's how you can personalize that verse.
That's right.
Yes, in Jonathan's anguish, he cried to the Lord, and he answered by setting Jonathan free. The Lord is with Jonathan. He will not be afraid. What can a man do to Jonathan? One more. In Brenda's anguish, she cried to the Lord. He answered by setting Brenda free. The Lord is with Brenda. She will not be afraid. What can man do to Brenda?
Let me throw one more in there. In Denise's anguish, she cried to the Lord, and he answered by setting Denise free. The Lord is with Denise. She will not be afraid. What can man do to Denise?
After you put your name in this scripture, commit it to memory. Get it deep within your subconscious mind so it becomes engrafted in your spirit. It will strengthen you as you travel over the potholes in your highway of life.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Think on these things.
We got tonight.
Yes, we do.
I'm telling you.
Rick Salts TV.
That's right.
6 p.m. Eastern. You can watch it through one of three places. You can watch it by going to Facebook Live at Brother Harold.
Mm-hmm.
You can watch it by going to haroldherring.com.
Click
the button that says Join Harold and Beth, and that's coming through YouTube. You can also go to Savior Connect, SaviorConnect.com, and it's there as well. And we want you to really look around while you're at SaviorConnect.com, because it's a new social networking site that doesn't ever have trash in it.
There you go.
Anyhow, so join us tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern. And until then, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God. And do not be afraid.
That's it. We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.